Really? Really? You have a fucking boner right now? What is that filth you're watching anyway? Oh my God, is that woman doing that with his? Oh, this is fucking horrible. I can't believe you. You're not just watching pornography, you're watching disgusting pornography. I mean, it's all disgusting, but this is especially so. What is wrong with you? No, seriously, what the fuck is wrong with you? And why are you still hard? Oh my God, do not tell me you have some kind of fucking kink for this, for being scolded and degraded. Then let's hear it. What do you have to say for yourself, mister? No. This is not like the other times I've caught you watching porn. You're not going to worm yourself out of this by saying you are imagining me instead of the girls on the screen. I'm not going to let you fuck me. You don't even deserve to fuck me. But I'm not going to let you go back to your disgusting pornography and waste your cum on those other girls either. Ugh, where is it? Here it is. Yeah, it's a condom. You don't even deserve to have me touch your cock directly anymore. I don't just mean when we fuck either. I mean even just with my hand. You're not worthy of this pussy. You're about to learn a harsh lesson if you want to keep this relationship. I'm almost mad those condoms are lubricated. I wish this was more uncomfortable for you. God, you're so awful. Always spending your time on screens or talking to your friends, even looking at porn or hentai or whatever you care to call it. It's not art, by the way. It's obscenity. There is a legal distinction, you know. All just so you can avoid spending time with your actual girlfriend. Your beautiful, loving girlfriend who is perfectly willing to have sex with you. Am I not good enough for you? Do you think you need a girl who will do disgusting things like that to you? Well, you're wrong. So, mister, you and I are going to make a little deal. Today is your last day ever watching filth like that again. It's your last day fantasizing about other women or even spending more than an hour at a time holed up in your man cave. What kind of man are you, anyway? Hiding from your girlfriend like this? It just proves you know you're doing something wrong. Disgusting. But in exchange for you correcting these misbehaviors on your part, I'll reward you by keeping you milk dry so you can't even think about other girls or bizarre, repulsive fetishes. You can still play your little games, you can still talk to your bros, but you have to check in with me regularly. No more staying up all night either. You claim you're a man. Act like one and get to bed at a reasonable hour. I'm sick of you crashing at 4 a.m. and ruining my beauty sleep. I have to hear you all night spending time with people other than me. Sometimes I even hear you talking about your latest waifu. Don't you understand how that burns me up inside? Do you do it on purpose or something? I should be good enough for you, God damn it. I don't owe you more than what you're already getting. The only place I might have erred is letting you have any cum in your balls. I see now. I should have been keeping you totally drained so you wouldn't stray from the straight and narrow like this. Don't you worry, dearest. I will be correcting this mistake starting now. Finish on my face. Are you joking? You don't even get to make indirect contact with me like that. Not for the time being. There's only one way you're ever getting anything from me other than hand jobs through a condom again. And oh yes, there will be a lecture accompanying each hand job just like this one, unless you do one little thing.
Apologize. Tell me you're sorry. Give me a real apology, you little weasel. Better, but I want to hear a few specific things, and I want to hear you mean them. Tell me you're sorry for spending so much time with people other than me. Go on. Tell me you're sorry for looking at porn. Repeat it back. Thank you. And tell me that you aren't interested in those horrible kinks. It was just some experimentation, right? One of those things that seems hot in your head, but when you actually see it, you realize how disgusting it really is.
Okay, we're getting somewhere. Unfortunately, I know you too well, dear. I know that the next time I go shopping or something, you're going to run back to your fucking man cave and do this all over again. So now that you've apologized, I want you to admit that you were wrong. It's not enough for you to be sorry, even if you mean it. You've said sorry before and just done it again. I need you to show that you understand how wrong it is to neglect me, that you are wrong to have kinks like that. Say it. Say it and mean it. I swear to God, you know how good I am at edging. I will edge you all damn night until you're crying and begging. Say it. Good. Are you about to come? If you don't want me to ruin it, you better keep apologizing and saying you are wrong. Yes, even while you come. Oh, I know it's too stimulating, sweetie. That's the point, mister. Go on. Oh, good boy. Keep apologizing. Keep coming. I meant it when I said I'd milk you dry. Let's hear that contrition. Oh, there we go. Oh, so sensitive. Oh, have you had enough? I think I need to hear more sorries. No, you were wrong. Oh, I love feeling you squirm under my hand. Good thing this condom is there. So fucking disgusting. About damn time you finished shooting all that. Think you can get hard again? No? Good.
Today is the first day of the rest of our relationship. Let's make the most of this. I'm going to shape you into a boyfriend that is worthy of my pussy, but you're going to be spending some time in the doghouse, mister. Now give me this condom.
What?
I've told you before, your cum is all mine. Even when I'm mad at you.